7F Exercises 3 and 4, page 86. Speaker 1.
I follow developments with AI quite closely, and I've used ChatGPT a lot. Not because I need it for college or work, but I'm just curious about what it can do. AI is advancing really quickly. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me to learn that realistic movie scenes were being completely generated by AI, or that car manufacturers were ready to switch to completely AI-powered factories in the coming years. I think the use of robotic soldiers will probably become common soon too. I'm not bothered about any of this. You can't stop progress after all. But society needs to make the best use of new kinds of innovation and ensure that they improve life for everybody.
Speaker 2.
I have to say the speed with which AI is moving into all areas of our lives does worry me. I feel that so many positions in the workplace are at risk with AI systems coming in to replace humans. Chatbots in the customer service industry is one example, and AI surveillance replacing security professionals is another. If AI can write letters better than most adults and write A-grade essays that most students can only dream of, then why learn how to do these things? Will the development of AI make communicative and creative skills less important than they are now? Home computers and the internet have been with us for around 30 years, and look at how they've changed our lives. You have to wonder how much influence AI will have over the way we do things in, say, 10 years' time. Its impact could be positive, but it could easily be negative too. Only time will tell.
Speaker 3.
It's been very difficult with social media to regulate harmful content and to stop all sorts of large organizations collecting and selling our personal data. With AI, we have to be even more careful because we don't know what information about us is being used to make decisions or recommendations. Imagine you apply for a job and AI is used to screen the applications. Can we really be sure that the AI system used in this process hasn't missed some key details? I think the government needs to create a new agency which monitors how companies are using AI. It is very important, for example, that there is no bias in the data the AI model is using. We need to be sensible and avoid taking risks with how we use AI.
Speaker 4.
For me, the sooner organizations like the police and hospitals get the best AI systems, the better. The police will be able to spot suspicious activity and catch criminals much faster, while doctors can identify illnesses more easily using AI systems. I suppose there are also dangers to using AI in medicine, though. I wouldn't want people using AI at home to diagnose what's wrong with them. If someone doesn't feel well, they should always go to a doctor rather than rely on something like a chatbot to advise them. Sure, AI can analyze huge amounts of data, but that doesn't mean it will always understand how bad a situation is, nor can it guarantee that the patient has provided all the information it needs to give good advice.
Speaker 5.
As a football coach, I love all the new tools that AI has provided me with. I don't know anyone who works at the top level of the game that isn't using these. I'll give you just two examples. During matches, we collect motion and work rate data on players for analysis. With this data, we can look at the speed at which players do different things in a match and the distances they cover at different stages of the game. Amazingly, AI can analyze this data and give us feedback on how to improve a player's performance. We also use AI to help assess player fitness levels. This has made an incredible difference because it helps us to create individual training and diet plans for our players. AI has improved my ability to do my job well, no doubt about it.